We're doing brachas. We're up to Chavchet Amud Aleph, the top of the page there. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari came to his wife, asked him, Esther, what should I do? She said, Dilma ma'avrin lach, maybe they're a movie. Omal al-Sham, shini shiom achad v'kasa d'mukul m'chal litba. Use a glass cup one day, even though tomorrow it might break. Fine, get what you can out of it. Omal al-Elet l'chivrita, you don't have white hairs. Oyomo batam nisari havet, ashtanitza, v'ahadulet imisari dar chivrita. There was a miracle. He had 18 strokes of white hair that showed up. And we saw in Rav Nissim Gaon from the Jerusalem Talmud that his head turned white, right? That she asked him why his head why he doesn't have white hair. And his head turned white that day. And we also saw Rabbi Akiva, the whole story about how Rabbi Akiva said, he's not bigger than me, he just has bigger forefathers than I do. Remember? So we saw that. Back to our Gemara. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the first chapter. It's as though I was 70 years old. He wasn't really, but it was as though he was. He wasn't really 70 years old. We have a braisa on the day that Rabban Gamliel was removed from the post. They also removed the guard from the entrance to the academy. They allowed Talmidim to enter the academy. So we... because Rabbi Gamliel would announce, any disciple that isn't as good on the inside as he is on the outside shouldn't enter the academy. So a lot of people were kept out. We paskin, not like Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin, so the Tosus Rush says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that so long as I don't know anything bad about him, that's good enough. Rabbi Gamliel used to have a KGB look into every person. So the Rambam writes, the two writes, you only teach Torah to a student who's a fine person in the way he behaves. And the Mefarshim over there explain that so long as you don't know, there's a problem. Meaning you don't have to look into him. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't elaborate. Shulchan Aruch just says, don't teach an improper student. So that seems to say, you know, if you know he's improper, it seems to go with the Tosus Rush and the interpretation of the Rambam that so long as you don't know anything otherwise, you assume he's okay, he seems fine, not like Rabbi Gamliel. Everyone agrees you can't teach a bum. You can't take a guy who's a wicked person, who has a terrible reputation and teach him Torah. That doesn't work. You can't teach Torah to a person if he's a terrible person. You have to be a decent person when you enter Torah. It's true that the light of Torah helps us be better people, but there's a certain foundation that has to be there. Meaning, the question is, if I, on average, do I have to look into people or do I assume they're okay? Rabbi Gamliel held you look into them, and they disagreed with him. So they let anyone who wanted enter the academy. So on that day, they added quite a few benches to the academy. Machlokas whether they added 400 benches that day or 700 benches. They needed so many rabbis to teach. Rabbi Gamliel felt bad. He said, wow, so many new teachers. If we have so many students now, so there are so many teachers. Rabbi Gamliel said, oy vey, maybe I prevented Torah from Israel. So they showed him in a dream white vessels filled with ash to tell him, don't worry, you were right. They're only white on the outside. On the inside, they're all black. You were right. Veloi, and in truth, that's not right. The halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel. Ha'ile tu v'daktehu. In Shemaim, they wanted to make Rabbi Gamliel feel good. But the halacha is not like him, the Gemara says. They showed him a dream. Very nice. The halacha is not like that. We have a rule. We don't go by dreams. You guys know this rule? Gemara says if a guy sees in a dream, his father comes to him and tells him out in the field. You know this halacha? Out in the field, third tree over, five steps forward, dig. You'll find over there a treasure chest. Half that treasure chest belongs to the Kohanim. Truma, the other half is yours. He digs. He finds a treasure chest. It's all his. He didn't know anything. The dream, if you believe the dream and everything else is true, why don't you believe the other half? No, we don't care. What do dreams say? Nothing. Okay, enjoy the wealth. It's a Gemara. Yeah, we don't. Okay. Important Gemara. Baba Basra, I think. We have a braisa that the whole tractate Eduyus was taught on that day because they had all these testimonies that entered the academy because you had so many new people entering. And any time you find the words Bobayom in Shas, what day is it talking about? That day that everyone was allowed to enter the academy. There wasn't a single halacha left hanging that they didn't, they weren't able to figure out. And even Rabbi Gamliel didn't leave himself out of the action. He stayed inside and kept learning. He wasn't out for even a minute, as we will see next time.